Every summer, almost 100,000 visitors make their way to Jerry Pool. It's not a fancy pool like the one on Jean Drapeau. There's no splash pad, and like most public pools, at least one of the two diving boards seems to always be closed. But to those in the high-density, low-green space burrows that surround it, Jerry Park and Jerry Pool can feel like paradise.
My name is Ezra.
Ezra.
My name is Luna.
Oh, she doesn't even know the letters.
Yes, do you know the letters?
It's L, M,
U.
U, M, and A.
Okay, so you guys come here 3 times a week?
Usually, yeah, when the weather is good enough. And they have fun, and I get them exercise, and I get myself some sun, and it's very good.
I met Ezra, Luna, and grown-up Daniel at a picnic table by the pool. The trio were sitting in a grassy area that's still within pool grounds. That's one thing people tend to like about Jerry Pool. You can soak in the sun on the concrete around the pool, or you can pull up to a table or a spot of grass, maybe lie in the shade of a tree, all without leaving the pool itself.
Just put more grass in the pool and put some more trees, and then it's heaven.
But the pool is getting a much bigger redevelopment than that. After years of public outreach and fine-tuning, the new master plan for Jerry Park is finally set to be unveiled this fall. And back in June, those attentive few who joined in the city's webinar got to see a draft of what planners have in store for their favorite local hangout. And there was one really big surprise. In the next 5 years, the city of Montreal is going to build a new pool in a new part of the park. Actually, they're not even building one pool, they're building two.
And they're going to make the big pool smaller in order to make two pools.
Why?
Céline lives in Villeray, about a 15-minute walk from the park. As with a lane swimmer in the morning and a pool chiller after work, she's a bit of a regular at Jerry Pool.
Do you go to the pool a lot?
I go to the pool all the time. I'm always at the pool.
What is your pool vibe?
I am standing in the lane where people are swimming. trying to decide what I want to do.
Become ungovernable.
Exactly.
All jokes aside, she told me she's worried about the move of the pool. From its nook at the bottom of the park, by the dog park and the tennis courts, to a new home next to the parking lot off of hot, busy Jerry Street, wedged between facilities for soccer, basketball, and hockey.
I'm not very happy about it.
Why not?
Well, because I love the pool. The pool is in the perfect spot. Why would you make two pools out of one pool? Why would you put them near the street on the other side of the park? That's gonna be disruptive, you know? It's nice the way it is right now, where like you can just chill, there's no cars. Why are we fixing what's not broken?
What the park has now is one Olympic-sized pool, 15 by 50 meters, with an extra area added on for diving, making up a little L surrounded by concrete and then grass and trees. In the new plan, that one pool has become 2 25 by 25 meter pools, one deep, one shallow, with a splash pad added onto the shallow pool as an annex. The city says that one reason for the move is to bring together the main pool with the splash pad, which is in yet another part of the park. It's a change from previous iterations of the plan, which saw the splash pad move next to where the pool is now.
You know, like a year ago, like the park service said, oh, this is the ideal place because it's flat, there's no big trees. I mean, you know.
So right there, you're saying?
Yeah, no.
Michel Lafleur is president of Cap Jarrie, or in English, Friends of Jerry Park. As a citizens group, they advocate for the many park-goers who don't fit neatly into the boxes of the sporting clubs that find their home in Jerry Park.
There's quite a few organized groups in the park that were lobbying for their needs, which is perfectly fine. But most of the people come in the park in a kind of auto-organized way, you know, just, and there's no association of the picnickers or there's no union of the runners, you know.
There's no group for the swimmers either. So Friends of Jerry Park has been following the plans with the pool themselves. Lafleur says they just don't add up.
So, I mean, we said, why? And they came up with a long list of nuts, you know, like reasons that look like people are sitting around the table and they say, okay, what are the reasons we can give the citizens to justify the move of the pool?
The city has given a few different reasons for abandoning the current site: the depth of the rock, the presence of mature trees, and a feeling that the pool is in the wrong place, in the picturesque natural part of the park, instead of over with the other sports.
It's like if there was a platform for yoga, and they say, well, you know, yoga is a sport, let's bring the yoga platform next to a skate park, the soccer park, the basketball field. I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense.
But there's another reason the city is giving, and that's the state of the pool itself. A 2017 report found that the pool was in mostly good shape, though some parts of the concrete needed repair. But at the city's presentation of their draft plan for the park in June, landscape architect Damien Dupuis said, far bigger repairs are needed today.
The swimming pool and bathers pavilion date back to 1962. They're in an advanced state of disrepair, with an occupancy rate exceeding the daily limit. The paddling pool dates back to 1986 and operates using a fill-empty system that no longer meets current standards.
The city also says that moving the pool means that users won't have to go without while the work takes place. But Lafleur says he's still left with questions about how long the renovations would actually take and whether the pool needs to move to do them. That's why, in June, he and friends of Jerry Park sent a letter about the pool to Laurence Lavigne-Lalande, borough mayor for Villeray-Saint-Michel Park Extension, and head of major parks on the city's executive committee. They outlined two demands: a public consultation on the future of the pool, and a new technical audit of the pool's current condition, as well as the time and cost of its renovation. That way, the people who use the pool can get concrete answers on the state of the concrete, know what the stakes of the move are, and have their say. Because it's not just friends of Jerry Park who care about what happens to the park and the pool.
I've lived in Park X since I was 13. Now I'm almost 31. So I've come to this park my whole life, kind of, half my life. Let's not push it.
This is Fatine. When we spoke, she was sitting with her friends Shahan and Carrie Ann, waiting for the pool to open. It's their summer hangout spot, a place where they can come catch up on each other's lives, and has been for a very long time.
Even before I moved to Park X, I would come here all the time, and it's like, why would they ever change it?
Yeah,
I don't
know. It's so in use. Who asked for these changes? That is the question.
Laurence Lavigne-Lalande told Friends of Jerry Park that the city has been surveying pool users this summer. It's at least the third round of surveys in the past 10 years about the future of Jerry Park. But Lafleur says it's a far cry from a real consultative process.
There was never, ever half a day where people would go and would sit and would discuss in a kind of a free format. You know, most of the consultations are a survey with questions. So first, the questions are addressed to some specific point. For example, now they do a consultation about the pool, but they never ask, do you prefer a 50-meter pool or a 25-meter pool?
Friends of Jerry Park has at least tried to get answers to that question, going in the morning during lane swim to hand out flyers with QR codes, asking for pool goers' input on the plan. Anyone can go to the website and see the comments they've received. And if they're any guide, the swimmers aren't happy, not just with the move of the pool, but the decision to split it in two.
I'm a very lousy swimmer. So that's why, you know, when they said, oh yeah, no, 25 meters, you just do twice the amount of lens. You know, I'm a scientific from a background point of view. To me, that was perfect. It's when you start to do consultation and talk to the real users that suddenly you realize, oh my God, you know. And so maybe, you know, people at the park services, they're just like me, you know, they're scientific and not very good swimmers.
But the sense of mystery around the pool is also feeding other suspicions among the people who use it.
I heard it was because the tennis courts were buying the land. Is that true?
What you need to know for that question to make sense is that not all of Jerry Park is public land. For the past 30 years, around a fifth of the park has been owned and operated by Tennis Canada, who opened part of their facilities to the public through an agreement with the city. Right across from their building lies Jerry Pool. So close, in fact, that during the women's open this summer, you could sit by the pool and hear the crowd cheer at IGA Stadium. But not everyone's been cheering. The last time there was an attempt to move Jerry Poole was back in 2002, and it was Tennis Canada who led the charge, until citizen opposition turned the tides against the move. There's no public campaign this time around, but city documents from as recently as 2017 say that Tennis Canada opposed the move of the splash pad next to Jerry Poole and asked that the pool be moved instead.
So, I mean, there's indications that Tennis Canada really has eyes on this land.
Now, with Tennis Canada planning major renovations to their facilities, citizens asked for public assurances at the city's Q&A back in June that the pool's land won't be given to the group.
En fait, c'est d'avoir des garanties que cet espace-là ne soit pas concédé dans un avenir proche pour Tennis Canada.
Tennis Canada declined to be interviewed for this story. A spokesperson said they hadn't finished their study of possible renovations yet or submitted a project to the city of Montreal. CKUT also tried to speak with La Ville-Lalande without success. But here's what she had to say during the Q&A in June.
C'est pas du tout de notre intention, l'amphithéose avec le...
It's not at all our intention. The agreement with Tennis Canada was re-signed in 2022, and it maintains what we call their surface right, the space that you see on the map. There's no question of them going beyond that. I know in the media recently we've heard talk about Tennis Canada looking for projects. The city hasn't received anything, so we can't talk about a project we haven't seen. What I can say is that in the discussions we've had with Tennis Canada, we've asked them to do work that remains within their boundaries and that doesn't result in any net loss of green space.
But citizens like Lafleur want more assurances than that. The city pays Tennis Canada to let the public use its facilities. But the organization also hosts big events like the Women's Open that took place earlier this month. Tickets to those matches go for upwards of $100. While the pool is a free resource for a community who Lafleur says needs it.
It's a park that is in a neighborhood where there's not a lot of green spaces. It's in a neighborhood where, you know, next to Park Extension, which is one of the poorest neighborhoods in Canada. So when you walk around, I mean, of course, you know, like people don't have a balcony sometimes. You know, people don't have, certainly, a lot of people don't have a cabin up north to have this contact with nature.
But it's not just about being outside or taking a dip. For Fatine and her neighbors, the pool has always been about community too.
You can go alone and not feel alone. That's, I think, what I like about it. Because it's like you could go alone and then you're surrounded with people you don't know and then you're just part of a community, or you could go alone and then run into someone you know and not necessarily have a big conversation, but at least you had like some kind of interaction with them.
Lafleur says it's those small moments, those everyday encounters, that make people care about the park and its future.
A lot of people have very good memories about your park. Sometimes it's memories about big events, but a lot of people have very nice small memories. You know, oh, I remember we used to picnic there. That was so much fun. Oh, I remember this is how I started to do bicycles without my two little wheels at the back. You know, and these small memories are as important from my point of view as the big events, you know, like, okay, the Pope came, you know, it was probably the biggest event in the park. That's fine, you know, but chilling with your friends, like these are very, very important in people's life, you know, and I think that should be valued quite a bit.
Those memories and those moments are keeping the community invested in the changes to this Montreal pool, no matter how long they take.
By the time it's done, will we even still be here?
What? What are you, I've been here my whole fucking life.
What do you mean, like, we're gonna die? That's how slow
exactly.
It moves.
Yeah, I mean, you know how long it takes for them to do stuff around here.
Okay, yeah.
That's true.
It's true.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.